Bible in Basic English. The Lamentations of Jeremiah. Chapter 1. See her seated by herself, the town which was full of people. She who was great among the nations has become like a widow. She who was a princess among the countries has come under the yoke of forced work. She is sorrowing bitterly in the night, and her face is wet with weeping. Among all her lovers she has no comforter. All her friends have been false to her. They have become her haters. Judah has been taken away as a prisoner because of trouble and hard work. Her living place is among the nations. There is no rest for her. All her attackers have overtaken her in a narrow place. The ways of Zion are sad, because no one comes to the holy meeting. All her doorways are made waste. Her priests are breathing out sorrow. Her virgins are troubled, and it is bitter for her. Those who are against her have become the head. Everything goes well for her haters. For the Lord has sent sorrow on her because of the great number of her sins. Her young children have gone away as prisoners before the attacker, and all her glory has gone from the daughter of Zion. Her rulers have become like harts with no place for food, and they have gone in flight without strength before the attacker. Jerusalem keeps in mind, in the days of her sorrow and of her wanderings, all the desired things which were hers in days gone by, when her people came into the power of her hater and she had no helper. Her attackers saw their desire affected on her and made sport of her destruction. Great is the sin of Jerusalem, for this cause she has become an unclean thing. All those who gave her honor are looking down on her, because they have seen her shame. Now truly, breathing out grief, she is turned back. In her skirts were her unclean ways. She gave no thought to her end, and her fall has been a wonder. She has no comforter. See her sorrow, O Lord, for the attacker is lifted up. The hand of her hater is stretched out over all her desired things, for she has seen that the nations have come into a holy place, about whom you gave orders that they were not to come into the meeting of your people. Breathing out grief, all her people are looking for bread. They have given their desired things for food to give them life. See, O Lord, and take note, for she has become a thing of shame. Come to me, all you who go by. Keep your eyes on me, and see if there is any pain like the pain of my wound, which the Lord has sent on me in the day of his burning wrath. From on high he has sent fire into my bones, and it has overcome them. His net is stretched out for my feet. I am turned back by him. He has made me waste and feeble all the day. A watch is kept on my sins. They are joined together by his hand. They have come onto my neck. He has made my strength give way. The Lord has given me up into the hands of those against whom I have no power. The Lord has made sport of all my men of war and me. He has got men together against me to send destruction on my young men. The virgin daughter of Judah has been crushed like grapes under the feet of the Lord. For these things I am weeping, my eye is streaming with water, because the Comforter who might give me new life is far from me. My children are made waste, because the hater is strong. Zion's hands are outstretched, she has no comforter. The Lord has given orders to the attackers of Jacob round about him. Jerusalem has become like an unclean thing among them. The Lord is upright, for I have gone against his orders. Give ear, now, all you peoples, and see my pain. My virgins and my young men have gone away as prisoners. I sent for my lovers, but they were false to me. My priests and my responsible men were breathing their last breath in the town, while they were looking for food to give them new life. See, O Lord, for I am in trouble. The inmost parts of my body are deeply moved. My heart is turned in me, for I have been uncontrolled. Outside the children are put to the sword, and in the house there is death. Give ear to the voice of my grief. I have no comforter. All my haters have news of my troubles. They are glad because you have done it. Let the day of fate come when they will be like me. Let all their evil doing come before you. Do to them as you have done to me for all my sins. For loud is the sound of my grief, and the strength of my heart is gone.